Nigga, six chains, I don't need no extension. My eight count hold a lot of substance. And then some been Duck City all day, cause that's where my kin from. We fear none, why worry when the end come? Tell them that it's over, your success more remote than a controller. Heard you rapping, roller, just know your best deserves a stroller. You may never grow up, your rhymes ain't shining like jewelry. Progression suck, stuck on the titty after puberty. Your verse is neat and similac, or a nipple from Jackie Joyner on the track. I could boil your bottles on my burners, I'm constantly furnace hot, no chill. Couldn't withhold my flow with no gill, yet your whole style fishy. On a scale from 1 to 10, these niggas negative 16. Hip hop has been a drought, I wonder how they get streamed. No matter, you not first string nor sixth man. My 16 is 16 to kickstand, you quicksand. Yeah, nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Verse for verse, nigga, we been killing this shit, nigga.
Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension.
Yo, wait all day for you to say something hot, man. Still fucking.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then listen.
My 16s don't need no extendo. Duck hunting, been the G since Nintendo. Smart car bars rock, you steady spitting limos. Son of a bitch in the cop, you Eddie Winslow. My G is futuristic, see I keep a bimbo. She a nympho, we mind fuck, I freak a mento. You know my people keep a bag of the him, bro. The only thing legal be the pad when the pen flow. 616, homie, give me a full verse. Your 616s only come with a school nurse. If I tried, I couldn't do worse, you dirt. I'm about to give you work, no doubt now you murk. It's over, I just mean light an L and spit 16. You niggas frail like the iPhone 6 screen. The mic on, they wanna speak all night long. Keep it brief, son, half short, twice strong, come on.
Nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Get this nigga 4 or 5 verses, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension.
City, nigga, what up?
Jibber jabbing.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Yo, I got somebody to know.
Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then some.
Yo, 16 joints, I buck heads like Atlanta. Keep 16 on me like Joe Montana. You got some sweet 16s, sweeter 80 Lee. Did you a hot 16 from my favorite heat? Duck City might lose it, don't provoke them. Rap report card, got A's, call us Oakland. Bitch niggas rapping all day, got me dozing. Treat they wifey's panties like haze when I smoke them. Like your granny jerk a knot in your tail. Blow your bra like a box of L's, niggas soft cotton tail. 2 L's, my J's cool, I rock your bills. Your big homie police calling Papa 12. My 16s, they don't need no extension, nigga. Your retired old flow need a pension, nigga. Yeah. Expensive hillbilly fly shit. Nigga, keep that shit short and sweet like my side, bitch.
Nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
They got 1,078 bars, ain't sick. Shit.
Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension.
Yo, we go hard, man, we'll fuck around.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Niggas got 16 right there.
Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then some.
Shit, man, nobody got time for all that.
Keep that shit brief, little nigga.
Shit, man.
Oh, my goodness. Bump of Business Season 4 premiere. We are in the house. I am super, super, super excited for another season over here on Grind Hard Radio. I'm just ecstatic. Yeah. I also have with me someone who's not a stranger to Grind Hard Radio. And his name is Dawu. And
yes,
so happy and excited. Yeah, to have him over here with us. And I'm gonna let him, you guys, tell you just a little bit about who he is and where he's from.
Yes, my name is Dawu. I go by the name of DAWD7774, and I represent my city, Washington D.C. Southeast, you know, mostly, and I know a lot of artists is from that area, and I represent my hood to the fullest, and I'm a fan to the Underground Radio, and my sweetie B, I call her my Dice Pineapple. She found me on Twitter way back when I was on the Freestyle Friday, and I was all on the social media underground. and I always followed the underground radio. And you know, it was an honor that she found me, you know, through the Freestyle Friday audition. And I started off with Twitter, and she found me off Twitter, and I've been a fan ever since through all of the radio underground stations. You know, I can name a lot of them. I listen to a lot of artists as I started battling, you know, in the underground. And I got mad. I started to stop battling on the phone. It's different when you battle on the phone than you see the person, you know. And she played a lot of my underground music I had, you know, back in the day. And we always stayed tight, and we always supported each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I listened to a lot of her artists, you know. And it's an honor, so we stayed tight ever since. And she asked me to be the co-host, and God is good.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you over here. And we also, guys, have a hot guest coming on here around 12:30. Mr. Powerhouse will be in the building from Alabama, and we're excited to get a chance
yes,
to talk to him.
Yes, most definitely.
Too.
Yeah. Yes, I listened to his music.
Yeah. How was it? What did you think?
I think it's really good for the radio play. I'm not gonna lie, you know, and you know this, you know, he sounds pretty good for today, for the music for today, and I think a lot of people feel it, you know, if they listen to him, his lyrics is tight, you know. I give him that much because I'm a hip hop critic, so I'm not gonna speak a lie, you know. So I listen to his music. And he has some good music, and I think it's pretty good. Yes, most definitely. I give him that props. And
yeah, me too.
I hope to hear from him.
I thought it was hot. Yeah.
Yes.
We're excited about having him, and like I said, he'll be over here, you guys, around 12:30. So if you're listening for him, you can call into the show at that time and get a chance to talk to him at 323-693-3043 over here on Grind Hard Radio. Okay, now,
yes.
My first topic, I want to get into this because this is becoming like a real issue, this Zika virus. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, and maybe you are. It's a virus carried by mosquitoes and some animals. So from my understanding, the symptoms of this can be like fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. What is the virus? It's caused by a bite of an infected mosquito. Usually, like I said, causing a rash, mild fever, conjunctivitis, and muscle pain. The virus was isolated for the first time in 1947 in the Zika forest in Uganda. Since then, it has remained mainly in Africa, but lately, there has been a lot of reported cases down in the South Florida area. The CDC has issued an alert for travel to areas where Zika virus is spreading, which now includes Miami-Dade County, Florida. Travelers who are pregnant or considering pregnancy should consult a doctor before going to those areas. So this is kind of like a deep thing. And I'm hearing that it's not so good for pregnant women or something. They're saying that the mother could transport the disease from herself to the baby and I don't know. It's just like, it's a freaky, scary thing that's going on
right now.
In some cases, it's causing some paralysis. So it's something to be looked at. And you don't want to just every time a mosquito bite me or something, mama, I'm looking, checking, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's certain kind of mosquitoes. It comes from South America mostly, and it be getting them Spanish people. Their heads get small. You know, I've seen it all on the news. And it's like it's hitting pregnant women. And when they have sex, and the pregnant woman has that germ in them, and then when they have the seed grow, it gets in the baby. See?
Yeah.
See, it's in the swamp areas. It's mosquitoes in the swamp areas, so that's why it's in Florida. It's like D.C. is a swamp area, too. It's like a lot of moisture. And that's what all those Skittles live at. And it ain't traveling to D.C. really that most, but it's hitting the Spanish folks. So, you know, I don't know when it's going to get around to everybody else, but it started doing it in Florida now.
Yeah.
To more
well,
they're saying
less than 1,000 cases a year in the U.S.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But it's coming up now more regular in Florida. So they're kind of wanting people to be careful in that area. But, okay, you guys, another topic that was really, really hot to me was Beyonce at the CMA Awards. A lot of people felt like she did not need to be there. So, Dawood, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's wonderful. You know, I ain't going to lie. It surprised me that she would do that. I give her props with that one because it's like she's saying she like hip hop to me.
Right.
He like hip hop. So there ain't nothing wrong with that move. I give her props for that. You know? And I'm a Trump fan. I like Hillary because she's been in the political all her life. You know, but Hillary got secrets she got to keep. That's just common sense. You know what I mean? You know, but, you know, Trump don't have to keep no secrets. You know, he ain't been political all his life. You know, and he's a businessman. I can't hate him on that. And, you know, in Washington, D.C., he just opened up MGM. You know, Washington, D.C., people were getting a lot of jobs because he likes Washington, D.C. I give him that props for that. You know, now brothers getting jobs now. I seen it with my own eyes because I lived it, you know. So, but Hillary, you know, everybody likes Hillary. That's, you know, Hillary, that's cool. But Hillary has to keep secrets. You know what I mean?
They all have secrets. I think everybody has secrets. I think that we just don't really have any candidates to run. But I did want to tell everybody, like Beyonce was saying, she doesn't understand why, like, people are so surprised that she would be at the CMA Awards because she's from the South, and she's from Texas, and she's a fan of country music. So, and the performance was good overall. It was a good performance, and, hey, salute to you, Beyonce, for just going out there anyway.
Indeed. I give them props for being there and supporting her because she is a woman, you know, and Jay-Z got her back. So it's nothing wrong with that, you know. So I hope she likes hip hop. You know what I mean? So to each his own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody letting the politics. See, politics is now entertainment now. You know, it's obvious. If you notice all the Democratic side, they all had entertainment. Trump ain't with all of that. Trump just want to be Trump. His name, if Trump don't win, he still won. Because all that money accumulated is his money. So don't think Trump don't think he blessed by God. All billionaires know God and bless them. You know what I mean? So that's why Trump gonna expose all the devils. That's what I think. Sorry. So that's I just put Trump on that side. Yes indeed.
Okay. Okay, you guys, now before we get into our next topic. Before we get into our next topic, I'm going to play the radio submission that I have from Rich King Mills. And we have two back-to-back tracks I'm going to play from him. One is entitled Back in the Land. And let's see. The other one is entitled Flat and a Half. So we're going to get into those two tracks right now. I'm going to come back to you guys, and we're going to get into some more topics. So don't go nowhere. Season 4.
Tune in.
Grown folks business.
Your stuff.
I gave my dog a cat cause I'm so official. Blow the whistle. Big chopper, lead like a pencil. I think he drug fucking with my mental. I'm smoking every day cause I got issues. But we back up in the land now. But we back up in the land now. Got to blow up like a landmine. A bunch of killers gon' stand by.
Well, alright.
Hey, I'm in the land with my niggas.
With my niggas.
Hey. The word move a little quicker.
Look quicker.
Hey, my little bitch ain't a gold nigga. Cause for me, she sell her welfare. Cigarettes and liquor. Hey,
all right.
I'm rolling, so I tear to the max. Got
got a bitch thicker than wax, and she blow me like a saxophone. And I ride with her like crack, ass shot, but it's fat. And them titties full of silicone. But she work, I got work, I'm not a worker though. I got peas, like a urinal. I told you about my intuition 40 months ago. Now I'm on the road. I gave my dog a cat, cause I'm so official.
Blow the whistle.
Big chopper, lid like a pencil. I think these drugs fucking with my mental. I'm smoking every day cause I got this. But we back up in the land now. But we back up in the land now. Got to blow up like a landmine. A bunch of killers gon' stand by.
We back up in the land now. We back to getting bands now. I tell the pussy better stand down. Before I shoot him in the face, nobody find out. I'm just grinding like it's supposed to be at 16. What's on the block, you still come close to me, got 16. Up in this clip, I got an extra 3. Fuck it, get the tweak, we get the poppin' like an ecstasy. Then it's back to getting bands, so. And no, we not trappin' like no bandos. You just serving while we swerving, hurt. Lean with the fan, I give a fuck about a fake goat. Yeah. Hey, you know how the squad do.
How they do?
Bitch, you know how the squad move. Yeah, I'm ballin', bitch, I'm ballin'. Call me out of you. I'm a fucking rich king, who the hell are you? See, all I fucking know is goons, all they know is shoes. And they'll fucking get you slippin', better tie your shoes. And when it come to copy birds, know we copy too. But you think that it's sweet, just know I got the juice.
I gave my dog a cat, cause I'm so official.
Blow the whistle.
Big chopper, lid like a pencil. I think these drugs fucking with my mental. I'm smoking every day cause I got
issues.
But we back up in the land now. But we back up in the land now. Got to blow up like a landmine. A bunch of killers on standby.
I'm in this bitch with my day ones, yeah. Damn, so I'm
turning up on these hoes. My little nigga daddy just died. He sip every day, man, he losing control. Fuck it, I pull with him. All these drugs in my system. All my killers got pistols. And we like to shoot, we got issues. I listen to Chloe with a 6-piece. Hit up Harris for a 6-piece. Rolling too hard, can't eat. I say this shit for the morning. $90 for a roll. Rolling too hard, can't fuck. She a thot, so I can't eat. She shoot a dick to the morning. I turn my savage up on him. I be with savages, niggas. Illy come wet them up. We clean the block like a janitor. I pour a 4 and a Fanta up. Yeah, I be leaning like banisters. I can't turn none of these bitches. These bitches is dogs, these bitches is animals. But I know just how to handle her. She know I like when she riding. She done let go of the handlebar. She got a nigga excited. I might pull up in the Audi. I just might kick her out. My nigga, we got retarded. Get the bus and then ruin the party.
I'm on a platinum hat. 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 I'm on a blast of utter shit. I walk through the club with his confidence. I talk to these bitches with confidence. Get you top in the parking lot. Take out the chain and the watch. You know how niggas be hating me. Can't fuck with that bitch, she basic. Drugs got me in the matrix. I'm on a flat in the hat. I'm on a flat in the hat. I'm on a flat in the hat. I'm on a flat in the hat.
What's trending on Twitter right now? Men quit taking birth control because side effects were too severe. Turns out male birth control is just as annoying as female birth control. And these dudes could not hang. Researchers were recently in the midst of conducting a super interesting male birth control study. But the trial was canceled after participants complained about depression, mood swings, and change in sex drive. Can you imagine those poor men? How could they subject them to such torture? A couple of people had some things to say on Twitter. At Flow Tuff said, plans for male contraception being pulled due to side effects women have endured for years should be enough to make you get off the pill. At Harriet McKay says, so male contraception can't be put in place because 6% experience side effects, yet 50% of women experience side effects from contraception all the time. That is a battle pass. What else is trending on Twitter? Most recently, the beauty fashion world has been fascinated by a new article in Vogue called Desperately Seeking Cleavage. The December issue of the magazine that is set to hit stands this week tackles the following question. Is cleavage still in or going out of style? Well, it seems that cleavage is going out of style. And women are starting to cover up. So, I don't know, you guys. That's what's trending on Twitter. Tune in next Saturday. Find out what's hot.
Yo, what up? It's your boy DJ Soko, that Florida boy. And I'm always rocking out with my baby girl, Tweety B, on Grown Folks Business Saturdays. Every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Grindhard Radio. If you're missing out, you losing. And you know this?
All right, you guys. We are back.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, that was some of the trending topics over on Twitter. Men are having problems. They conducted a study with men using birth control, and they were having some side effects, which ended the study early. So 6% of the men there were experiencing side effects. And the argument on Twitter was for two different females, actually, is that women endure this all the time for birth control. And it's sad that the men couldn't hang on. over there. And Vogue had issued a magazine, a statement in their magazine that cleavage is out of style. People really aren't seeing it on the runway, and the actresses and are not displaying as much cleavage as before. Some women feel like, you know, they're being attacked when they do that if they don't have a certain amount of cleavage or whatever. So women have started to cover up a little bit more. So. I don't know. That's what's trending on Twitter right now. And
I think some women can do it and some women can't, you know? It depends. So, yeah, it depends on what they wear, you know what I mean? But, you know,
right. That's
how Twitter be. Everybody had their opinions, you know. You know, that's really the first time me hearing all that and seeing that. So I really seen that on Twitter, you know.
Right. I know, it's crazy.
So.
Okay, you guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to get into our sport for today, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Mr. Powerhouse. So you guys, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned.
Family, what's going on? It's your boy Big Bird with a new season, the Grown Folk Business Uncut, and we looking forward to having a great season this year. This is your sports report. Things is really getting down to the nitty gritty in the world of college football right now. As of course, Alabama's still number one, and they're doing their thing. They're looking good week in and week out. They progressing as a team, and they looking like they're gonna be unbeatable. But you got a couple teams just came out with the top four thing this week with the poll, and they have them. You got Michigan, Clemson, and they got a surprise team that snuck in, which was Texas A&M that has been beaten by Alabama, and everybody thought it was going to be Washington out the West Coast, and also maybe Ohio State was going to sneak in, but they put Texas A&M, so that means they have two SEC teams at the top right now. So things really getting tight up in the college game. You got some good games coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, tonight, y'all tune in to the Alabama and LSU game. That thing will really be going down. It's popping off. Secondly, we got basketball. The pro game started up. You got the NBA really just getting around and getting in the form. Last night we had the Golden State and the Oklahoma City game. You know that thing was really competitive with KD and Westbrook out there going at each other. Westbrook had on his smock. He wore like a camera smock. I guess he's taking shots at Durant because Durant left or whatever. It's a long story behind that. But, you know, it's just going to be a long season. The people are going to really want to see how that thing shakes out. Right now, I got my money on Golden State. I think they're going to take it at the end. They got too many players that really ain't that strong on the inside. But, you know, as time go on and they start gelling, I think things are going to start looking better. They're going to get used to the type of team they got, and they're going to eventually pull it out, is my prediction. And then also you got pro football going on. It's getting down to the end of the season, and you got some teams start trying to shake out from the pack. You got New England looking good. You got Atlanta Falcons looking good. Dallas Cowboys, them two rookies, looking good. You got the Philadelphia Eagles looking good right now. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of things going on, man, in the near future in the sports game. I'm going to keep y'all up abreast about what everything that's going on and see how everything ends up shaking out. But this is your boy, Verd, you know what I'm saying, on this beautiful Saturday. I hope y'all day is doing well. It's like mine. Mine is already popping off. I'm out here getting this money. We out here getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? Me, Tweety B, doing our thing. Love y'all. Y'all be easy. We're going to holler at y'all later. One. Grown Folk Business.
Salute.
All right, you guys. That was Big Verd with sports. We got a lot going on in sports around here.
You stay on point with that. Yeah, you definitely stay on point with that.
He could have kept that part about Alabama. You know I want to hear nothing about them. He ain't talking about Auburn. I don't want to hear.
Yo, you're an Auburn fan, huh?
Yeah, he knows that. But anywho, without any further ado, you guys, we're going to bring our guest of the evening into the show.
Powerhouse.
How you doing?
Hello, hello.
Yes,
hey,
salute, my brother.
On?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah, this main thing
hey, first,
is me.
Hey, Tweety, man, you got to lay off Alabama, dog. It's roll tight.
You know,
roll tight.
Like Alabama, war eagle all day up in here now.
Man, y'all going to have to step it up so y'all can be recognized then.
Yeah,
well,
I'm going to let y'all two get on that one.
When we beat y'all, that's going to be all the recognition we need.
I got you. Yeah, that would be a task in itself.
Okay.
Y'all could do that, that'll be the highlight of y'all season.
That's right. Absolutely. And I believe in my team. You know, I salute Alabama. Alabama is a good team. It's not that. I just don't like the arrogant fans. It's in, that's just
I
it.
Got you.
Point blank and
the
period.
The bandwagon jumpers. Right, the bandwagon. Yeah. You know, if you've been rolling with the team, well, I will say I've been rolling with them, win or lose. You know, I've been rolling with them. But, nah, you got a point, though. You got a lot of people that just like to jump on the winning team.
Yeah. We all shall see.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so just tell everybody who you are and where you're from to start us out. Mr. Powerhouse.
Okay. Mr. Powerhouse. I'm from Tuskegee, Alabama. We got anybody representing the 4-6 out there listening? I recently relocated though. I'm not in Alabama right now anymore. I'm in the DMV now, so I'm trying to I'm trying to take the east coast right now. What part of DMV are you at? I'm in Baltimore.
Oh, most definitely. See, you ain't far from me right this moment. You know, I'm a DC dog. So I represent Southeast Road. Most definitely. You know,
I was
so you ain't far from me.
Week.
I got, you know what? I got a lot of my nephews as artists is out the DMV, man. Stoner Troy,
okay.
Rock Rebel. You know what I mean? They from the DMV.
Man, we
DC
can link some
side,
things
though.
Up, man. Yeah, we can link some things
you
up.
From Baltimore. I know some females on Baltimore. Damn. That's cool. That's cool you represent the DMV, man. That's an honor.
I'm out here trying to put on, you know.
You been on the Metro yet?
In the Metro.
You been on the Metro? You ain't been on
the
subway in D.C.?
Oh, the subway in D.C.? Nah, I be driving.
Okay.
I don't do the public transportation. Yeah, I can't. I'm a country boy, so I don't got the patience for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, look, I just came back from a show in Brooklyn. I just did a show in Brooklyn last weekend, bro. And we got out there and we decided we wanted to get out and do the transit, the public transit system. And that was my first time ever going to New York. I'm good on that, bro.
Okay.
I'm real good on
that.
I'm extra good on that. I'm tight.
Yeah.
You never know. You know?
Okay, well, we're so glad to have you over here with us. And a big salute and shout out to you for coming on to the show. And I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to get into making music in the first place?
Mm-hmm. It's probably just it was one of those type of things. I think it was just a gift for real. It was something. Yeah, I probably was just born with, but I really just started probably my early teens. Around like 17, I started trying to take it serious or whatever. I just really wanted, it started off just like a poetry type of thing. I used to write poetry or whatever.
We all know that
music is poetry without the rhythm and the beats and stuff. So it just developed into hip hop and stuff. And now, you know, as an adult, I feel like I really just want to change. I love the game. I want to change the game. I want to kind of bring the game back to what it used to be when people was really putting out legit music, real music that gets you through life. Music, well, you know, it's not all about turning up and everything. But I do have my two singles. I turn up because, I mean, I gotta go with what's going on in the times. But I'm going to still stay true to myself. But I want to change the game. And then most importantly, I just want to be a provider. I want to be able to create opportunity and jobs. And I definitely want to put Tuskegee on the map where it needs to be at and just create things for people around me, man. I want anybody that's involved in my life to benefit off of my successes. You know what I mean?
Right. That's amazing. So, right now, because I just want to know, like, who do you have a favorite artist that is out right now that you can listen to?
Not a lot, but I'd probably say one of my favorite artists right now has been one of my favorite artists, but the reason that he's my favorite artist right now is probably because of the stand that he's taking against injustice right now. And that'll be Tip. I got to give it to Tip. My hat go off to T.I.P. because I feel like he's a relevant figure still in music, and he's speaking on what needs to be spoken on. See, a lot of times it'll be somebody speaking on it, but they're not really relevant, so the younger crowd not really going to be hearing them. See,
right.
I feel like a lot of guys that got that platform, they're not taking that stance. And that's real pop, man. I look at it as being pop because you got the platform to speak for us that can't speak for ourselves. And Tip, man, he got my whole 100% respect for that, bro.
Yeah, that's
So right now it's T.I., bro. It's T.I. right now.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. And I'm glad that you kind of brought a test on that subject a little bit, because a little bit later we're going to get into a hot topic. And I want to get your thoughts on that before you leave. But we're going to hang on to that thought, and we'll get into Dawood's questions with you right now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dawood, you have questions?
Oh, okay, okay. I'm not. No, I don't think I have. I don't think I have any. Too many.
Nah.
Or were you asking?
I'm sorry. Yeah. What did you say, Dawood?
Hello.
I think it's we're having some technical difficulties, I believe, on Dawood's end. So I just want you to tell me a little bit about Digital Dope and how you came up with the concept for that song.
Okay, okay. So, all right, Digital Dope. Well, that's first. I don't do a lot of like. I was just kind of going through my catalog, looking at what I need, you know, what I wanted to push next, and I don't really have a lot of like, you know, turn up music. Digital Dope is definitely on the turn up side of things. But the concept is really cool. I like the concept because, you know how nowadays you got all of the trap rappers, you got the dope boys. I'm kind of in between that. I'm not a conscious rapper, but I'm not a trap rapper either. You know what I mean? I just feel like I stand for reality. But Digital Dope is basically the concept of it is my music is my drug. Like, my music is the drug. You feel me? So I push my music like the dope boy pushes dope. You know what I mean? And basically, I'm just saying I supply anybody that fiends for my music, I supply it to them. So, I mean, that's pretty much the concept. Converting and, you know, making comparisons of my music to what it would be like if it was my work. But, yeah, it's just something a little fun. I got a nice concept for the video that I want to do and everything when I get to working on that. But that's pretty much what the concept of Digital Dope is. It's just, it's Digital Dope. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And I want to play it for our audience right now so they can get a chance to hear some of Mr. Powerhouse. And we're going to play Digital Dope, you guys, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. Don't go nowhere.
Powerhouse, let it go.
My music on that mind, on that mind. Yeah, I'm on that lean, yeah, I'm on that lean. My music is drug,
my music is drug.
I supply all the fame,
I supply all the
fame. I supply all the fame, fame. I supply all the fame.
Pouring your foe. That's the same effect when you hear my flow.
My flow.
I got a digital dope.
That
my jump like some A1. Big bank for show. Trying to make my pocket straight overload. Got 23.
23.
She stay with me. That's my
that
low. What you talking about?
Up,
boy, that's all that boy coming all out your mouth. Yeah, them Dracos on deck.
They
hit you and have your poking it out. Yeah, I do it how I does it, cause it ain't nothing else that he should be talking about.
Now, who
go harder than that flight from the South Night Powerhouse. I am living it up. Yeah, they be hating, I ain't giving no. On the beach in Bahamas with some bad. Blowing gas and we laughing it up. But we ag at least. So it's no competition, don't try to compete. Yes, I am from the streets. And I come from that Bama, we hunted that beef. Late night on the creek. All black, tin it up, and that chopper gon' ski. Yeah, room, room, beep, beep. Damn, who got the keys to the Jeep? Now we bout to peel out. Never keep it tough, always got to steal out. Cause you never know what. What? These out here really is out.
On that mileage, on that mileage. Yeah, I'm on that lean, yeah, I'm on that lean.
My music's a drug,
I supply all the fame. Fame, fame, fame. I supply all the fame. Fame, fame, fame. I supply all the fame.
Okay, my beat beat a pound, I buy it, I cop it, I rip it, I break that down.
Break it down.
I drip a little sauce on that move. Then I go and spread it out.
Right.
These verses like half a pound.
Half a pound.
I'm jumping like the crack house.
Crack.
My hook's 28 grams.
Grams.
You can come and get it, I'm the man.
I'm the man.
Make you bob your head, make your girl shake her.
See,
I'm an underdog, I'm blood press on, and then I'm gaining on these
black bags.
Don't play with me, don't laugh.
Right.
I'm under my Benny D rapper, be wet.
Wet.
Man, I understand if you ain't trying to feature. about another nigga. Let's rap.
No, never. My bitch on that mind. On that mind. Yeah, I'm on that lane. Yeah, I'm on that lane. My music's a drug.
My music's a drug.
I supply all the fame. 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 Fame.
What?
I supply all the fame.
Man.
Fame.
You know
fame.
I do that, man.
I supply all the fame.
Continue to listen to them, man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's about
okay,
it, my
we
brother.
Do have another,
you know?
another track over here from you entitled Rollin'. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Rollin'. Shout out to my boy Nino Black. He also coming from the 4-6, man. You know, I try to trying to put my people out there, but yeah, Nino produced Rollin'. Rollin' was a cool little track. I started a while back for real. The concept and everything came to me a while ago. I recently finished it up not too long. It's like a little turn up too, but it has a little meaning. You know what I'm saying? It's about basically not letting nobody stop you, keeping things rolling. You know, sometimes things get in the way. Somebody throw a monkey wrench and what you got planned. But I mean, none of us would be where we at today if we stopped every time we hit a roadblock, though, right? So.
Yeah, it's just about, man.
I'm going to keep it rolling.
That's what it's called, haters. It's called haters. Haters got many faces.
Man, you know that. And some of them call you brother. Right, and some of them call you bruh. It's sis. It's fail.
Then they get mad. Yeah, I feel you, man. Just keep it doing it, man. Just keep running over them. You're like, oh.
Keep it calm, man. Keep it rolling.
I tell him when I get on, I ain't even gonna see you. I'm gonna get in my ride and go beep beep, and I'm just keep on driving, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
All right, man. This is Mr. Powerhouse Rolling, and we're gonna come back.
Hold out, Powerhouse.
And give us all of the information, how to find and follow him, so you guys don't go nowhere. Mr. Powerhouse Rolling.
Stay tuned.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. How the hell am I supposed to keep it down when you know that?
Hey, yo, Tweety B, guess what? Guess what? Guess what time it is?
What time is it, DJ?
It's time for that hot topic, you dig?
All right, you guys, we're going to get into our hot topic. And our hot topic today is Lil Wayne.
I thought that was clearly a message that there was no such thing as racism.
There was a lot of backlash from people about that. Would you change it, what you said, or
not
you still feel the same way? What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea is that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever, whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich. If that don't let you know that America understand Black Matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
Do you separate yourself from it?
I don't feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me. If you do, you crazy. You connected to the flag, right? As I'm connected, I'm a gangbanger, man. I'm connected.
All right, you guys, that was Lil Wayne on Black Lives Matter on Nightline. And I had told Mr. Powerhouse earlier that I wanted to get your thoughts on him speaking out, since you said, you know, you were so happy and proud about T.I. and the difference he makes with his voice. Now, what did you think about Lil Wayne's comment about Black Lives Matter on Nightline?
Man, disappointed. Like, it's not the fact that I expected him to really just be somebody who would say something with depth, but it's just the fact of, like, I don't know, man. It's just pure ignorance for real. Like, I did, but I knew that he's, like, I mean, you know, we all know that guy does what he do, but, I mean, I always felt like he was pretty intelligent. I know he went back to college and he succeeded, you know, did a lot of things with his business, but, like, would you say that, though, bro? Like, really, bro? How could you say that?
Right.
Like, my whole thing about the movement is, it's not about who, like, people, because I see a lot of people try to flip it, and they say, like, all lives matter. No, when we say Black Lives Matter, we're not saying that white, Latino, Puerto Rican, whatever, that those lives don't matter. All we're saying is, if all lives matter and blacks don't, then all lives really don't matter. That's what it is.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
If our life doesn't matter, if
my,
me
saying,
and your life
you
doesn't
know?
Matter, then that's not all lives. You know what I mean? So all lives don't matter until black lives matter. That is what it means. It doesn't mean we know that all lives matter. I mean, we know that all lives are important, but it doesn't seem like the world really knows that, because the value that's being placed on the black man is crazy. And for Wayne to say that, I'm a rich nigga, like, that's basically like you're just saying you don't, you know, I think Floyd Mayweather was another one that kind of took that type of stance on that topic. Like, I mean, you guys are sitting up in your penthouse, your high rise, sitting on top of your millions that
lucky
you made
dude,
off of.
Lucky dude.
You know what I mean? And just because they gave you a chance to make it out doesn't mean that they care about everybody or even they just want to give us a false idol.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah,
but
I just think,
probably
I think,
got
I think
robbed
he was
before.
For that.
To me, he probably got robbed
like
by the industry.
I felt
you
like
know,
when
he was, that way,
he
know?
Was saying more that, you know, when they look at me, they don't see race. They see dollars. They see dollar signs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm rich,
they see
so I matter. And I was offended by that. I was so offended by that to the point, I don't want to listen to none of your music. I don't want to hear what you got to say. If I was your mama, I would have caught me a flight and whooped your ass on public and put that shit on TV to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I would have been hitting you
all
up there for me. For your ignorance. And I know I played
we hip-hop critics.
I mean,
we hip-hop critics
a
right
very
now.
Ignorant statement.
It was
ignorant.
Yeah, it was. And he probably, and the way that you broke it down to it, he probably really... I think that's probably pretty much what, like, nobody's gonna endanger their investment. If I know that you bring in this such and such X amount of dollars for me every month, week, or whatever the case may be, no, nobody's gonna mess up their livelihood
well,
or their
the
investment.
Made,
so, yeah,
the
they do see money
it,
when they look at you. But I mean, you're supposed to care about your people, man. Like, I know everybody, I mean, like a lot of people like to spin and say, you know, well, blacks do this to blacks. That is true. We got a lot of work to do within our own community and culture, but that don't make it okay for nobody else to come do it just because we got Ray Ray shooting Pookie or Pookie shooting Ray Ray. That don't mean Officer Bill can go do it too, but he's going to get away. Ray going to go to jail when he shoot Pookie, and Pookie going to be dead. But when Officer Bill do it or whoever, you know what I mean, he's going to get paid vacation leave, whatever. He's probably going to beat the charge and go back to work. So that's the thing, you know what I mean? That's the thing that's crazy. And, yeah, I just don't like that these, some of these millionaires just feeling because, you know, that their money, they're worth so much money. Like, people don't – I tell you one thing, you got a different type of money. Even the wealthiest and the elite, most elite of the country, like, you know, like the elite of white people, they don't even look – I don't care if you're a millionaire. They still look down on you, dude. They don't care, like, because you still don't have their kind of money, and they still look down on you, even if you're rich, because somebody signs your check. Somebody signs those checks, and that person that signs those $1 million checks, how much money do you think he has? You know what I mean? So, I just think Lil Wayne was ignorant for that. I don't really like the, you know, I'm against the cooning right now because, you know, we don't need that right now. In these times, we need strong people. We need strong leaders.
Yeah, we don't need that right now.
The money is what he robbed you. I mean, by the government.
You fading out, Sweetheart. Can you get to a better spot?
Yeah, hold on. Let me try. You see? Nah, can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, that's better.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry about that. Nah, I was saying the more money you get, the more they rob you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So everybody got to watch out for that. You know what I mean? That's for anybody in the industry. You know, the more money you get, the more taxes you pay. And you got to pay taxes to the government. You know, and every time you pay taxes, they don't even give you all your money back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So everybody got to watch out for that. You know, that's for anybody in the industry. And that's why people talk like that and feel like that with money. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, he probably feeling like that. You know, he's been dealing with money all his little life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the question wasn't about money. The question was never about money. The question was about
he made it about money.
The Black Lives Matter.
No, but that's why that's why
he's being a
black
man of power and a man of position. Yeah, you do have money.
Yes.
You have money that you can pay a family lawyer to find out what happened to in this case, why it was never. There's a lot of things that you could be doing, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You care two fucks about because it don't got nothing to do with your hoes and your drugs.
Uh-huh.
Because that's all you care about. And that's what you said. So that's all you care about. And there's a lot more going on in the black community besides hoes and drugs. And that's just my personal opinion. And we have a caller on the line, and I want to pull them in here. They may have some enlightenment. 7205 is the last four of the digits. Who do we have?
What's up? You know who it is. It's the God. You know what I'm saying? Sliding through here, man. You know, I've been thinking about it. You know. In reference to the Lil Wayne situation, it's like I'm really not surprised by his statements based solely on the fact of his mindset, as well as, you know, the dude is like deep into the drugs and the skateboard scene, and he's really into all that. But you have to look deeper into the history of Lil Wayne and Cash Money and Young Money and all that, man. I mean, Cash Money rose to prominence the way they did because Master P and No Limit wouldn't play ball. You feel what I'm saying? So they needed somebody, man, that, you know what I'm saying, that they could get to play ball. And that's why you notice all of a sudden, you know, it went from, you know, from to high in like 3 months. And that was the end of that. You feel what I'm saying? It's like
true that
it's one of them things, man. You see they got the major deal and everything. But at the end of the day, man, what it comes down to, man, is this ignorance. It's pure ignorance. People believe that because now I understand where he's coming from to a certain extent, but for him to say it in the ignorant way that he said it, as, you know, the other brother said, the cooning, you know what I mean? It's like because an individual with talent and potential is given an opportunity through his own drive and merit to be successful in this country, it does not mean that we as a people are being treated fairly. You know what I mean? And it's like at the same time, it's like people say, well, you know, you can't say Black Lives Matter because blacks are killing blacks. But you know what I'm saying? As the brother said, if Pookie killed JoJo, Pookie get 25 to life, man, and never see the streets again. But if Officer Ramos or Officer Smith or Johnson kill Pookie, you know what I'm saying? There's an investigation by Officer such and such and Sergeant Captain such and such and the panel, and he's found not guilty. If it's such a bad case that there's no way for him to be found guilty. They'll hide the evidence until he has enough money to save up and get a lawyer. So, I mean, it's like a whole different thing. And to mm-hmm. me, it's like the way that people try to flip the whole Black Lives Matter concept of people even saying Black Lives Matter. It's like if a woman chooses to stay with a husband that's abusive and he beats her and rapes her and does all those things in her house, she still has a right, man, to call the cops, man, if some dude snatch her in a corner and throw her on the ground behind a trash can and rape her. She still got a right to call the police. It's like because you accept something from one person, you don't got you still have a right to protest. It's like, man, if we kill each other in the neighborhood, man, it's not right. We should be working on that. We still got a right to cry out when the police kill us, you know, because their job, their responsibility, they held to a higher standard. Yeah, so it's like, I really don't understand it, man. The dude's little Buffalo explanation and on hindsight about he was worried about the dumb question asked about his child and he really wasn't thinking and all that. Nah, it's like you don't go on a tirade like that on some not thinking, man. It's like the drugs have really ruined that dude. The drugs and success and, you know, all of the things that he has enjoyed in his life, man, have really like tainted how the brother think. A lot of people, man, you know, get to that point in life and they appreciate what they got and understand how hard they had to work, man, and feel like they want their own people to do it. Some of them, man, they make a million, then make $100 million, and then they make $200 million. They realize, wait a minute, I done made $200 million, and my people still suffering. Let me do something. Let me take a stand. Let me stand up. I got a voice now. I got a responsibility to use this voice. But some people, they never get it. They like, you know, they climb out and don't look back. You know, like I always say it, man. People complain about the crab in the barrel mentality, man, that black people have, but they don't understand, man, that the barrel is not the crab's natural habitat. You know, let us be free. Let us move. Man. Let us vibe. Let us move around. Let us do what we do and watch what we do. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Bring bread with the success.
You know.
Bring bread with the people.
You know. You see us, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. You see us.
Hey. You know. Hey, brother, I enjoyed your whole spiel. I'm going to keep it real with you.
That was on point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That means he was tuning in and he was listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, God. You know what I mean?
Everybody,
you know, I'm
a
slide through, man, to support the show.
I told him, man, he need to make some music, man. Stop playing.
Yeah, you know, that
make some music with some speakers,
that ain't really
man.
For me, man. You know, I'm not.
You don't need
no
man. You can take that and make some music, man.
No, you got to do what your passion, dude. That's why we got so much garbage out there right now, man. Everybody trying to make music for money. You know what I'm saying? I could spit. I could do some stuff, man, and catch some interest and try to get a few dollars. But it's like it's going to just be for the dollars, and then it's going to be some more garbage out there. Why add
do something good with the dollars, hey, Woo?
But the pollution is out there. You got to do something with the dollars.
To get the dollars in music, man, do something positive.
That's the concept.
You never know who
will like,
hear you,
cutting
man.
Down the rainforest. You know,
that's
they cut down the rainforest to get that dollar.
The Brother Powerhouse, man, yeah.
You know, you can't.
The bill
try to introduce
alive,
corrupt
man,
money,
who?
Man. You know how it goes out.
Be
with
alive.
You know what I'm saying? I believe the music
but
making
you got the knowledge,
brother.
Man. Nah, I ain't playing,
okay, so,
man.
Hey, Rule, we did play some of Mr. Powerhouse's music. Did you get a chance to hear some of it? And what did you think about
it? Yeah, I listened to the music, man. I thought it was, like, really cool. It was like some ride music, you know what I'm saying? I don't really puff pass, but you know what I'm saying? It's that kind of music. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can nod your head, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
twist one up, pass it to a partner, man. You know what I'm saying? And smoke and drink. You know what I'm saying? The flow was nice, man, and it was, like, on point. Actually, I want to say, like, you know, the engineering and everything was on point, man, which is, like, always a plus, man. You know, a lot of people come onto the show and they stuff ain't together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes they behind the track or the beat is, like, whooping on them or they, you know, whooping the beat up, you know. So it's like your music had a nice sound. It was something I could listen to, man. You know what I'm saying? It had a nice sound to it. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, I don't enjoy everybody's music come through here, but. You know,
I know the music, man.
It was a nice sound, man. And like you know, and on point, man. I appreciate you being an intelligent black man that came on the show, man. Articulate, prepared for your interview, man. Which I really respect that about you. You know what I'm saying? Because individual, you are your business. It's not your music. It's you. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, your music could be excellent, man. But if you're a raggedy human being, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey.
Yep.
Yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying, bro. I appreciate that. I do want to let you know, too, you know, like I said, those are just, you know, what I'm trying to run with and put it out to the masses. But I got the stuff that make you think. So I got the, you know, the sort of the thinking stuff too. So, you know, and just the real life situations, because that's always the music that grabbed my attention when I listen to people. I never listened to. I had an ear for singles. I could tell what was gonna be the song that'll get played on the radio all the time. But the stuff that always grabbed me was the album tracks. You know what I mean? The real, yeah, the real stuff. So that's all. That's just always what I naturally made.
But that's what you do. That's how you get men, man. You know what I'm saying? You get them listening to you, then they listen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Once
you always whoop them upside the head.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the platform, like I spoke about T.I. Like, I just, like, once I get that platform, it's like you kind of got to, I ain't going to say dumb down, but you kind of got to give them what they're giving and what they want just a little to get the platform.
I mean, it's like you make them feel good, man, and then they get comfortable, and then they listen, man. You can't bring people in uncomfortable. Because they had never sat down long enough to listen to what you say. I mean, you're going about it the right way, man. You know what I'm saying? And I you're right. You're on point about T.I., man. He do a lot. You know what I'm saying? The brother be doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's sad and unfortunate, man, that we are so divided right now. You know, it's a lot of cooning going on. It's a lot of, oh, we ain't got it so bad going on. It's a lot of, you know, slavery wasn't that bad. It wasn't that serious type of mentality. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, just real quick on the point. I'm not pro-Obama, man, you know what I'm saying? But I think that the fact that we got black men on national, on taking these platforms to try to say that Michelle Obama is a dude, it's like such a, like, a cooning effect. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we're doing. This is how we do our people when they, you know what I'm saying, when they rise to prominence. This is what we do. Like, we constantly attack each other. That's that crap and the power mentality I was talking about earlier. You know, we got to drag each other down. You know, like, look at me, white man, give me some advertisements on YouTube, and I'm going to make these videos, and I'm going to bash my people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this, you got all these weird people, man, with all this nonsense, so, you know.
Thank you so much for calling in. I need you guys, I got to kind of suppress it and push it on so we can get everything done. But thank you again, hey,
man, all the time, man, anytime, man, you know, I'm going to be here, man, you know, I got y'all.
That's what's up.
All right, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
I want to give you a chance to tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, get a hold of your music, and get a hold of you for a feature if needed.
Yes, ma'am. So on my Facebook, anybody that's on Facebook, you can follow my music page, Mr. Powerhouse. I'm on Instagram, _ Mr. Powerhouse. You can contact me at alabamapowerhouse@gmail.com. That's alabamapowerhouse, all one word, @gmail.com for any booking, feature information. Let me see what other sites. I'm not on Twitter. And I'm on SoundCloud, Mr. Powerhouse 334, Reverb Nation, Lil Reggie, Mr. Powerhouse. And if you can't remember any of those, just remember Mr. Powerhouse. You can type that in the Google search and it'll pull up everything.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. You
guys
make sure you do that.
And I want to shout out Blog Talk Radio for having me. I want to shout out Tweety B for having me on the show. I definitely appreciate you giving me the chance to come on here, chop it up with y'all, having these good intellectual conversations. I love it.
Absolutely. We enjoyed having
you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I wish y'all plenty of success, man. And you know I'm going to stay in touch.
Same to you. And make sure you let people know that they can call into the show over here on Saturdays and request the music, and we'll get it on for them.
Okay, then. I will do.
Absolutely.
All
right, you guys. What we're going to do right now is play some of this A1, because I ain't heard none of it in a long time. Hell yeah. From Opelika, Auburn area. So you guys, hang on tight. We'll be back for more Grown Folks Business Season 4. We in here.
Me and my niggas pull a hop up out that bitch like, here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear well. Me and my niggas pull a hop up out that bitch like, here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear well. Me and my niggas pull
up, music blasting. blowing soft as storms that you'll find on the cat. This why my pants for thick as if I'm walking with a bunch of packets every day on E. Like I made myself a lunch of packet, I should be ashamed. I done created a certain habit, plus my strength like Elmer Fudd. Don't make me come hunt the rabbit, me and my niggas pull up on your neck. Right in front of traffic, started pointing at her ass. She want me to autograph it, only no award show for honors or for recognition. I be making hits, I ain't talking head to head collision. Hold free, hell yeah. When I made my present felt, I'm all about my Franklin. I ain't talking Rosie.
Me and my niggas pull a hop up out that bitch like, here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that too money stacked ear well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear well. Me and my nigga pull a hop up out that bitch like, here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that too money stacked ear well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear well. Me and my niggas
polo, dolo, solo. Keep me riding off in that farm. Creases in my dental. Got that new shit on my arm. Got a lot of bitches watching, plotting, want my dividends. But I get them, fuck them, take the rubber, leave no evidence. Pull up, hop out. You ain't talking about money, we're talking about. Better hold up, boy, watch out. Try to touch that chick, get chopped out. Say boss that when I roll out. Yeah, real nigga know what I'm talking about. Stay down, nigga, that coke out. Posted up in the back of that dough house. Gotta buy the pound so I smoke out. Got a pocket full of money for it poke out. Pull up in the new with show out. Got a lot of loop one, just throw out. I been a bad boy, ask about me. Ain't one keep that but cash around me. You broke nigga won't last around me. I ain't new to this, boy, I been
me
grinding.
Me and my niggas pull a hop up out that bitch like, here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that money stacked ear well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear well. Me and my nigga pull a hop up out that bitch like, here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that money stacked ear well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear well. Me and my niggas pull up.
Killer Bug. Back at it.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. The Lord to bless me with another day.
It's like I'm living on my last day. Tripping the game, twisted, got them all speed. Take my bed up, gotta keep my head up. Stay on last mode, real nigga, cannot let up, cannot let up. It's like I'm living on my last day.
Got tired of walking on eggshells, that's why I let them streets go.
up and start giving these details. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. But if you're doing wrong, then it ain't gonna last. Send me, not on me. Fake fuckers, see do you like it. That stuff you want, it's in my past. I'm trying to do something different. Treat you like a bill from church. Got me down with my business. Just sit back and listen, cause everything I shoot is real. I do this shit cause I love it. I ain't waiting on no damn pill. You might love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. And you might love that hoe, but she just gets you for them sex. And she know you got her back. And all you do is start messing. And you know her man got sick. And he quick to pull a nigga to rest. But you don't need all that stress. L.I.G. and Reggie, let it go. All about the Benjamins, dismiss that hoe. God first, family, then it'll fall in place. Before you know it, you're on a positive note, putting it in their face. It's like I'm living on my last day. Tripping the game, twisting, got them all speed. Take them fed up, gotta keep my head up. Stay on last mode, real nigga, cannot let up, cannot let up. It's like I'm living on my last day. Tripping the game, twisting, got them all speed. Take them fed up, gotta keep my head up. Stay on last mode. I'm living on my last day. Tripping the gang, twisted, got them all skeeved. I'm fed up, gotta keep my head up. Stay on last mode, real nigga, cannot let up, cannot let up. It's like I'm living on my last day. Tripping the gang, twisted, got them all skeeved. I'm fed up, gotta keep my head up. Stay on last mode, real nigga, cannot let up, cannot let up.
Ladies, we have some beauty tips for you. Number one, use blotting papers to manage oil and shine in the T-zone, which are also a great way of cleaning up around the eyes. To make curls last, make sure your hair is completely dry before you begin curling. And also, use a heat protectant spray with hole on damp hair to keep it protected. To make a zit go away faster, don't pick at it. The bacteria on your fingers will create more redness, and any attempt at popping it will make it worse. Use an exfoliator to get rid of dead skin, but limit yourself to 2-3 times a week so you don't dry out your skin. Use a gentler scrub on your face and a coarser scrub on the rest of your body. Always wash your makeup off before going to bed. That morning after look has never been a good one for anyone. Too much bronzer is a nightmare for pale skin. Don't overdo it. Okay, you guys, that's a couple of beauty tips for you. I hope this will help.
All right. Tips for the ladies. Keep yourself
That's
up,
right.
Yourself
Salute. Hey, Tuber,
yeah,
can you hear me?
We had a great show. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can
you
hear
sound
me?
Better.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, you fooling me. I just want to tell everybody this is tuning in, and it's beautiful to Tuber. Let me be the co-host. And Tuber, you fooling me, girl, because I can hear your commercials, your voice, and I think you got me online, and I'm sitting here trying to talk to you because I hear your voice. With all the commercials, you doing your thing, baby. It got
yeah,
us good.
Man. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
I hear you on everything. That's right.
Yeah, man, we
I'm
just had
you,
an amazing premiere show.
Hey, Wu called in to God,
awesome
gave
Disney.
Me peace. Yes.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Grown out here, y'all.
Absolutely. Now tell everybody how they can find you. On Twitter and give them your Facebook music page.
Oh, yes. Oh, please, everyone is tuning in. You can hit Dawu up on Facebook, definitely on my group page. I mean, all artists is hit us up because Tweety Bird is my, she's on my wall, giving me this salute. And I love that. And it's her picture. She is beautiful, y'all. And I thank her for allowing me to put her salute on my wall. And I got like about close to 5,000 fans. And since I know the brother Powerhouse, if he's tuning in still, he can catch me on my group page. And man, all your music on my page to all my fans, man. Since I know you now,
And you, was that him in the last song, Tweet Bird, the last song in the spring?
No, the last song was Killer Bug, last lady.
Okay. I was with that song. I like that. See, that's like, you know, that was him.
Yeah.
You know, but the powerhouse, man, I love this music.
Oh my God, the connection is terrible. It's just terrible. You guys, Tawu has a bad connection. I'm sorry. I apologize for it. It's kind of going in and out a little bit. But I just want to remind everybody to make sure they check us out over here every Saturday. We're back on for season 4 on Grind Hard Radio. Also, check out Grind Hard Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You guys, 11 p.m. at night. You can call in to the same number and check out. Yeah, man, and check out Radio Divas on Sundays at 7, so you can call in and check them out over here. And,
give me permission, Tweety. Give me yours.
I'm sorry, what now?
On Facebook, give me permission.
Yes.
You got to get your music out, baby.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Everybody, follow me on Twitter at TweetyBird, BYRD334. And I have a link to all of my music and everything that I'm doing over there. And thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to another episode of Grown Folks Business. And we're going to get out of here on some of this solo tour. I'm so turnt. So we'll see you guys next Saturday.
Yes.
I'm so turnt remix. Stoner T. Roy. Stoner.
I'm so turned. Every day 420. Dying.
Molly gas in my system. Fucked up, I've been drinking. Dirty Sprite, I've been leaning. That's Brooklyn, nigga. That's
Spike Lee, that's Crooklyn, nigga. Raising D.C., so that's Denzel Washington on you crooked, nigga. I mean what I say and I say what I mean. If you talking to me, then we talking about green. I'ma pass you that Joe, I'ma sip on that lean. Got a pound of that white and I'm pouring codeine.
Whoever knew about this big shot shit, I'm hip like clips, paid like checks. See my ride, look at my neck. See this girl for hickeys on my neck. Ain't nothing new but the cards in the deck, just how they dealt. And the ones I get, play it right, play to win, count it all. Time to spin, I'm all around. Whirlwind from your crib to my crib. I'm chilling with no care. Black shades in my chair. If you dare, my shit's rare. So beware, cause I'm here. Turn around, do a spin. We in here, we in here. Turn like yes, sipping that Vec. Cups in the air, chips in the deck. We too high, we ain't upset. Pass that bottle, we's on a breath. Roll that up, we's on a breath. Ain't nobody sober, we on heads. Girl, bend over and shake that ass. I'm turned up on her, take this glass. Me, my man, Sona, where's your friends? I see you got two pair of twins. The stripper's gonna do a split. Throwing money in the air. I finesse, I confess. I'm turning up, so fuck the stress. I'm turning up, nothing less.
Stoner, stoner, damn. And I'm turned. Damn, count it up, calculate it and count. Molly gas, make a nigga do math. No some Ray Lewis shit, I got the pack. I got the tracks. She want that right too, I got the act. Shorty, we trippin', I'm turned to the max. Can't fuck with you if you can't even match. Shorty, we trippin', pour it with some bitches. Rookie of the year shit, James Winston. Work it out, work it out. Planning the fitness, chasing this green shit. No Spanish, bang, 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 bang. No witness, get money every day. So serious. Send a funnel and bam, am who I am, stoner man. 420 every day, I'm the man. Pull up and turn up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. Yeah, I am. Heavyweight stoner, they calling me Ollie. Turn up. Molly gas in my system. Fucked up, I've been drinking. Dirty Sprite, I've been leaning. I'm so turned. Molly gas in my system. Fucked up, I've been drinking. Dirty Sprite, I've been leaning.